Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you? And sorry, I don't see your name tag. What's your first name?
Lila.
Lila, nice to meet you,
nice
Lila.
Nice to meet you.
So thanks for coming on the show today. And so you're with Elliptic Labs.
Yes.
What do you guys got going on for the show?
So what we have here is touchless gesturing.
Oh.
Using ultrasound.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's very cool. So basically what we're seeing here is just our prototype development kit.
Okay.
And how it works is that we use a ultrasonic speaker.
Right.
And standard MEMS microphones that also support ultrasound.
Okay. I was going to take a picture of it here while we're sitting
here.
Yeah,
sure. I'll get some of the...
Okay.
Go
ahead.
...going here. And how ultrasound works is that it sends... How our technology works is that we use ultrasound speaker to send out ultrasound.
Okay.
And then it's basically echoes. Oh, it is echoes. They bounce off your hand. And then the echo goes back, and the microphones listen to it. And our software converts these echoes into certain movements to the screen.
Wow. How does it do with all this background noise?
Not, well, we will see.
Oh, yeah, we will.
No, I'm just kidding. No, this audio won't interfere. And we also have different algorithms. Should there be any ultrasound frequency out here, we have algorithms to navigate around any disturbance.
Okay.
So... I can maybe show a little bit demo to see what we have here.
So what she just done is she just loaded a picture, and so if you want,
I can do it like
this way. There you go, perfect.
There you go. So basically this is a product development kit. So obviously when we are working with, we sell directly to OEMs. We sell our software, so we integrate A consumer won't use this kit.
Right.
They would have it inside the smartphone.
Right.
Yes. So what we're seeing here is basically touchless gesturing using ultrasound. Yes.
Nice.
So feels kind of magical, very natural. You don't need to know where the sensors are. We have a really wide field of view. We also have like an instant visual feedback. So I can, when I'm out of the zone and I get into the zone, you see a little blue line here.
Oh, here we go.
See it on the camera. Very good. And you can see here, like, I'm grabbing onto the picture and I'm moving it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's impressive.
It's all the same way as bat is flying around. It's the same technology we're using. Fascinating.
Yes.
The nature's coming onto the phone. All right. So I'll show another a demo here. So what we're seeing in the market is that, you know, people are, of course, addicted to the smartphones.
Yep.
And we see a 500% increase in people using their smartphone watching videos. And a lot of times when you're watching the videos, you just want to quickly check how much time is left.
Yep.
You don't necessarily want to stop the movie. You just want to, like, move your hand towards it.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Exactly. And here we use the radial resolution, which is very nicely in ultrasound.
Yep.
So, you know, you see the buttons appear before you need to touch them. Now you want to maybe rewind. You just do it quickly with one touch.
Yeah,
You get very relaxed.
It's okay. So what's going on, folks, is I move my hand close. It's bringing up the screen that shows, and if I keep
all
it
the
there, it shows it doesn't leave until I move my hand, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and so now instead of having multiple clicks when to do something, you can just...
Right.
So basically, the smartphone feels alive.
Yep.
It wakes up before, you know, your plan. They know that you're coming.
Right.
And they're ready for you to touch the device.
Nice.
So, very nice. So we have another demo here. I'm sorry, I need
it's to okay.
move
you're okay,
the screen.
It's okay, you're okay, okay.
We have another demo here, which is also also very nice. So during the day, you will be checking your messages all day long. That's what people do. Like, you know, did I get a new text message, a new email, a new Instagram, Facebook, WeChat, etc. So what you can do, instead of like every single time, maybe like even unlock the device, maybe the messages that you use on a daily basis, then it's not so sensitive. you might have even easier access to it by just layer this information behind the lock screen.
Oh, that's cool. So what was going on there, folks, is as she moves towards it, it's basically changing the notification screens. So you got calendar, then you have notifications, which include YouTube, Gmail, and so forth,
yeah.
Facebook. And it's how many layers can you put in there? It would be up to the OEM, depending on how
exactly.
many he wants to,
you
right?
know, you can put up to like 40 layers, but of course that wouldn't be very practical.
Yeah.
So we recommend that you start maybe just with one or two layers to sort of get the most important ones. And then it's up to the OEMs if they want to have calendar here or they want messages, or maybe they want to leave it up to the consumer to customize what they want to have in this notification area.
That's crazy. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So another thing we have here also is, you know, there are different ways of sort of like turn off and on your device.
Yep.
And so what we have here is basically you just, instead of touching the device at all, you can just do a quick sort of double tap.
Oh, you can design the motion.
Yeah. And so you just do like a quick double tap here and then you turn off and on the device. So I don't know if it's... It's pretty cool,
so
yeah? It's
so
awesome.
It is awesome. So you probably then can define some motions on some actions you want to do too, right?
So this is just one example. It doesn't have to be double tap.
Right.
You know, make it sort of obvious, like, you know, turn off and on. You don't have to touch the screen anymore. You just sort of like go by and...
I could see this too, moving into kiosks because, you know, sometimes... A lot of people have been touching kiosk, and I don't necessarily want to touch the kiosk.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you can, this would be cool in kiosk opportunities too, where you just don't have to. This has got a lot of applications.
Absolutely. And then what we have done here, we also, because we're delivering this SDK where the OEMs or application developer also can build different applications. So we made here a little game called Octopus.
Yep.
So it's just sort of like using that a cute little octopus, just using the three-dimensional spacer. Oh, it's a plastic bag.
Right.
You know, don't pollute the ocean. So,
yep.
you know, having a little SDK here to build sort of nice games that you can sort of use the radio resolutions. And we're all about focusing on sort of natural gestures, making it easy, making it practice, things that you do on a daily basis. Even though, of course, we can make a lot of fancy things too. We want to work on improving
sometimes
how you
interact with your device. Stuff. Sometimes it's like if I could just unlock my phone real quick.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, oftentimes if my finger maybe getting moist or something, I swipe it 5 times. I don't want it, you know, I just want it to be quick, and that has the opportunity to be able to do
and
that.
And some of the research we have done, we see that people are checking the messages about 160 times a day.
Wow.
So you know, like to just lay things on the table and you can just throw your hand towards it and it pairs.
Right.
Making it much more intuitive to sort of interact and easier to interact with your device on a daily basis.
So right now, obviously here at CES, you're basically making the OEM connections. How's that going for you this year?
It's been really, really good. We only have a meeting room because most of the, actually all the OEMs already know about us.
Yeah.
So we have had a lot of companies flying in from Asia and meeting us and looking to put their technology into their devices this year. We work with several OEMs building various applications, working closely to integrate our software in so they can enable these amazing touchless features.
And because cell phones all have a speaker and have, I mean, a microphone and speaker, you're good.
It's basically slam dunk, yes.
Easy peasy. Wow. So look for this coming to a cell phone near you soon. I think this gesture stuff is fantastic. And using it, and I'm just amazed that in this, you know, busy, a lot of people moving around, but I do understand what you've done there. So it's really great.
Yeah, very good.
So if folks want to, obviously we're talking to the consumers here.
Yeah.
So if you guys just want to go research this and look at this technology a little more, so go over to ellipticlabs.com.
Yes.
And they can just kind of read upon it as well.
Absolutely.
Lila, thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, I appreciate it.
That's really cool. And there was a comment in the chat room says, this ultrasonic system could really be useful in automotive applications.
Absolutely. And, of course, we are working with, we have several partners that we're working with.
Yeah.
Since we are a fairly small company, it's hard for us to go into the automobile industry, automotive industry. So we're working with partners, and they are targeting the automotive industry.
Oh, nice. So maybe we just wave at our car next time to turn off the radio, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good.
Okay, thank
All
you
right,
so much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Great.